Welcome to Innovation Matters, a podcast series by Dassault Systèmes India. My name is Sheetal, and this is a series where we're going to explore how digital innovation is transforming a few sectors: manufacturing, infrastructure, life sciences. And even as we speak, these sectors are evolving rapidly. And a lot of that evolution can be credited to the way in which they're adopting very complex technologies, not just towards solving challenges, but also towards creating efficient and sustainable solutions. And as this transformation is underway, new possibilities are emerging, and we're really excited to see what those possibilities are on this podcast series. But before I get ahead of myself, let me introduce you to Nitika Das. She is the Director and Head of Marketing and Communications at Dassault Systèmes India. And in her role, she's responsible for driving discussions around digital innovation and also driving thought leadership across industries. Who better than her to help us set off on this journey of innovation matters? We're also going to be joined by other experts who are going to front-end some of these episodes that are sector-specific. In fact, Ramakrishnan Venkatraman is a director with SolidWorks, and he's also someone with over 16-plus years of experience in deep design, in automation, and enterprise applications. He's going to take over life sciences conversations for us on the series. We also have Vivek Sarvi, who is a senior sales director with the organization. He's been leading digital transformation for Dassault Systèmes India, and he's known for his digital-first approach. And we also have Tanuj Mittal, who is Senior Sales Director, again, with a length of experience at Dassault Systèmes India, 15-plus years. And along with his teams, he's led enterprise segments across industries like transportation and mobility. There's aerospace and defense, equipment, metals and mining, for example, banking and logistics, and more. So as you can see, we have a very distinguished panel to help drive some of these conversations on the podcast series. Nitika, one question, but two meanings. Why innovation matters? The podcast and the idea.
So thank you, Sheetal. And yes, I will answer your question in two parts. First is why innovation matters. So innovation is at the heart of India's growth story. It is what fuels economic growth, drives social change, and builds sustainable growth for all of us, right? And innovation isn't just flashy tech. I think it is a lot to do with how we solve the real world problems, right? So innovation doesn't happen in isolation. We will be bringing experts from Dassault Systèmes, and we are an innovation-driven organization. And we are committed to accelerating disruptive innovations. We will also be bringing experts from the industry. And the idea is to talk about the trends, tackle some challenges, and gain some actionable insights so that we can make the world a better place.
Wonderful. I'm already excited because sounds like there are plenty of stories that are going to come our way. And one story that has captured all of our imaginations, Ramki, I must say, is life sciences, especially because in recent times, we've had COVID as a health scare and the world has put life sciences at center stage, you know, the center of conversations. So I'm curious to know, as someone who is going to front end those conversations for us on Innovation Matters, a podcast series, what are some of the innovations that you've seen, some stories that have made you go, wow, you know, that is brilliant, in life sciences that have transformed healthcare solutions for the sector?
Yeah, thank you, Sheetal. I think it's a wonderful question. As we live in this modern world, and then the human race goes through the multiple challenges, it can be like lifestyle diseases or maybe a chronic diseases. But when you look at from the lifestyle and healthcare industry perspective, we can dissect into three different the stages we can look at it. One is this, the investigation and the diagnostic stage. The second one is the treatment and the procedures, or the treatment and the medication. The third one is talk about the post-operative, support and the care. So when we look at all the three stages, the innovation is needed in all the three stages. None of the stages is inferior to anything, because if you encompass all the three, then only the lifespan or the health care industry can grow faster and then adopt the new technologies. So when we talk about from the innovation standpoint of it, If you look at the first stage, which I was talking about from the investigation and diagnosis, gone are the days people were using very high and heavy equipments, the imaging technologies, the imaging and the scanning machines, the CT scan machines, which used to be very huge and bulky in nature. Now the innovations are all pulling them towards more compact, modular, as well as with the micro and MEMS type of a diagnostic investment. So people are now looking at more of mobility as a, one of the critical factors to do this diagnosis, and for which the innovation center of the fulcrum to ensure these heavy equipments are all designed in a compact manner so that it be more affordable and more easily movable for early detection of these various illness.
Fascinating. So, you know, that's in the diagnostic stage, Rangi, but I'm quite certain there are even, you know, more fascinating things in stage two, which is when I think you start to treat a patient. What is fascinating about how technology is coming to the rescue there?
Yeah, well, actually, in the treatment and the medication stage, before a patient goes through a knife under a surgery, now the medical professionals are all equipped with a virtual twin of a human body, which will help any medical professional to understand what kind of challenges it can be posed during the actual procedure. So that the Dassault system, some of the platform and solutions will help them to create a virtual human body, which will make the medical professional to accustom to what kind of operations he has to perform on the patient. So this will help to minimize the discomfort for the patient during the actual procedure. This is one of the innovations which is happening all across the globe, and the virtual twin experiences will help them to achieve it. If we further dwell deep into this particular area, this robotics side of it is also happening nowadays. The robotics are all assisting the medical professionals in performing some of those complicated surgeries, the keyhole surgeries, some of those acute intervasive surgeries are all used by the robotic arms and the robotic surgery equipments. So the innovation is happening even at the treatment and medication stage, even at the level of robotic-assisted surgeries. The medical professionals are getting benefit out of that. And we at Dassault System SolidWorks provide some of those integrated solutions and platform to enable and design these robotic surgery, which are all tailor-made for different applications.
So you know what, Rangi, you've had me there because my mind is going into the realm of not just science fiction, it's going into the realm of magic. I'm wondering if a digital twin can actually take care of my pains someday. But, well, that might not be a possibility. Are there more interesting things that could happen with respect to robotics and twins and assisted surgeries and things like that?
Absolutely, that can be possible. Like now, a lot of research is happening on the humanoid robots, wherein currently a surgeon who is doing the operation or in an OT theater can be complemented or can be replaced by a humanoid robot with a lot of neural networks and then intelligence built into that so that the precise operations can be done with minimal invasive treatment by a humanoid robots. The research is happening on that, and maybe in the next 10 to 15 years, the humanoid robots may perform operations on the human body.
You know, you got me thinking over here, and I'm curious to know what the other episodes are all about. I can't wait for us to bring on Life Sciences on Innovation Matters as a series. But I'm thinking elder care. That could be a great area where some of these advanced technologies could revolutionize the way, especially since we have aging populations across the world now. I'm sure some of these devices can constantly help families monitor elders elsewhere. And I'm thinking, what else can it possibly do? Wow. Maybe there's an idea in my head for a startup somewhere. You've done that for me, Rangi. But thank you for those insights. We've got other sectors as well to discuss. There's infrastructure, like I said, and manufacturing. And manufacturing, of course, we're going to have Vivek Salvi, who will front end the conversations for us and point us in the right direction. Vivek, it's good to have you here, and we're excited to see what innovations are afoot in the area that is manufacturing. But first up, you know, help us understand why innovation is important to India's growth story and the role that manufacturing has to play in that story. And what's the future looking for the sector?
It's great to be here, Sheetal, and having a conversation with you on this topic. Innovation, if we look at it, and specifically for a manufacturing, it's very critical for all the manufacturing organization to look at it innovation, because today they are constantly challenged by either their peers in terms of computing or their OEMs with whom they are working in. And predominantly, manufacturing is going through a major transformation. And this transformation will not come only with change of manufacturing processes, with change of machine tools, but what it matters is innovation for the organization. And when they look at it to innovate, they will have to look at it, new way of working it. They will have to look at it, how they cut down the time and how do they monetize or how do they maintain their supply chain. These are some of the fundamentals that will go through innovation. And at this peak of innovation, when we are looking at it, Dassault Systèmes plays a very critical and a very important role for them. Right from a discovery of a material, today every organization is being pushed, or a manufacturing organization is being pushed, to look at it and control the cost. If they have to work on a cost, they will have to go back to the drawing board of innovation. That means they will have to relook at it, the material. They will have to relook at it, the manufacturing capabilities. They will have to look at it, manufacturing processes. And at the end of the day, they will have to look at it, packaging. So that's, and the final piece will be the shipping of the final product. If they are a tier one or tier two supplier, if they are OEMs, they will have to look at it, how they are delivering it to their consumers. So innovation at each point matters for these companies. And that plays a very, very critical and significant role for manufacturing to have a lot of innovation. And once India manufacturing industries start growing in, it directly increase or it makes a way India grows, because India is a looked at as a large manufacturing hub that will not only cater to India's need, but even will play a bigger role in worldwide growing the economy.
You know, Vivek, the other interesting thing for us to wrap our heads around is the trends. The sheer number of them that are hitting manufacturing, I'm sure, is boggling your mind, or maybe it's not. But tell us about some of those macro trends that are influencing manufacturing, and how do these intersect with India's many opportunities and possibilities?
Manufacturing will play a very critical role when we look at it towards the growth of India. And there are some trends, certainly, which are very key in manufacturing. And I think today we all have to be looking at it, sustainability as one of the point, which is more and more important, because we want to ensure that the place where we live or the place that we give it for the next generation to come in is sustainable. So sustainability is one of the key trends in manufacturing. That means whatever we create should be biodegradable, should be product that could have its own life cycle, and towards end of the life cycle it should be recycled. So it brings to a topic of circular economy. That's a one topic of sustainability that is very, very important. Second point that we look at it, which is a trend, is just in time. In terms of manufacturing, when they look at it today, we do not need to stock, we do not need to keep a longer lead time. So this entire terms of logistics becomes a very, very critical for the entire supply chain. And third piece, which is a trend that's been running around, is about innovation in terms of manufacturing, manufacturability close to your customer. That means you need to have something which is delivered to your consumer in a quickest possible manner. So these are the typically top three trends that I have seen over the time: sustainability, logistics, and making it closer to your consumers.
Time to talk infrastructure on Innovation Matters. And Tanuj is here to help us understand that. He's going to be someone you meet very often on this series, especially when it's got to do with infrastructure. Tanuj, excited to have this conversation with you. In fact, I'm going to start you off by asking you to connect the dots for our audience between growth story, India's growth story, innovation, and infrastructure. How do these three areas come together seamlessly?
Hello, Sheetal. And first of all, thank you very much for speaking to me today. And it is a pleasure to share my thoughts on this topic with all of you. So when we talk about India as well as infrastructure together, one word which comes to our mind is about innovation. And there are essentially three main triggers why innovation is so important for a country like India when we talk about infrastructure. And first and foremost, and just to give you a perspective, today as we stand, we are about 400 million plus people in urban setup in India. And by 2025 to 2050, in this 25 years, this number is going to be more than double. So you can kind of imagine the pressure which will be there on urban infrastructure for a country like India, whether it is housing, whether it is public transport, whether it is roads, whether it is waterworks, everything is going to be under huge pressure to handle this volume which is coming our way. This growth is, of course, people migrating from rural to urban areas, and of course, the organic growth of urban population itself. So that is the first trigger why we have to see innovative ways of planning our urban infrastructure. Second is, of course, our commitment to sustainability. There again, we all know that by 2070, we have committed to be net zero as a country. And this mandate for all of us pushes us to innovate in newer areas to make sure that we are as green and sustainable as possible. And third and the last one, the trigger which I wanted to discuss is for a country, a developing country like India, capital infusion is a huge question mark when we talk about infrastructure. And there again, innovative methods of creating a capital model itself becomes determinant in the success. For example, build, operate, transfer is one of the model which we currently deploy. But there has to be more innovation in this area as well for us to grow as a nation when it comes to infra.
It's a great place for Indians, you know, to be right now, to witness how technology is really transforming the spaces that you clearly spoke of and doing it in a sustainable and efficient manner as well. Would also like to understand from you, Tanuj, how what digital technologies, advanced technologies are being pressed into motion to deliver the kind of impact that you have called out as essential for India's growth story.
So let us understand what are the key trends globally, both in terms of technology and business model, as well as the related implications in India. First and foremost, the digital technology itself is playing a great role when we talk about infrastructure, both globally as well as in India. You talk about IoT, you talk about AIML, you talk about virtual twin experience. Everything, this is the hot topic globally being deployed for all infrastructure projects, including India. So our 100 smart city project, for example, deploys IoT as a technology in a humongous way to capture data. And then this data is then analyzed and used to make decisions which are for the betterment of the cities. So that is one such example. Similarly, second push and trend towards infrastructure is about sustainability globally as well as in India. And like I said earlier, we are committed to be a net zero country by 2070, which means that we have to deploy digital technologies to meet this goal. Time is short. We have to optimize, we have to improvise so that we meet this goal as fast as we can. Another trend is to create an infrastructure which is resilient and disaster proof. In India, you know, we are a diverse country. Some part of the country is always facing flood situations. Some part are facing tsunami kind of a situation. Some part are prone to earthquakes. So the infrastructure which we design, right at the design level itself, we have to deploy digital technologies to make sure that whatever we are doing today can sustain these extreme conditions which are prevalent in our country. So, for example, the drainage system, what we have developed in Chennai is one such example where digital technology has been deployed to create this end result. Similarly, the building structures in Delhi NCR area or in Gujarat all are first digitally developed to make sure that the earthquake situation is not very damaging for these structures. Going ahead, another trend which is globally is creating a modular approach to develop infrastructure. Same is happening in India as well, which means that not everything we develop at the site. The smaller components and different components of an infrastructure project are developed elsewhere in the country and then assembled at the site. Now, this, of course, helps in terms of reducing time to market. So the time taken to develop an infrastructure project drastically reduced with this approach. And then another trend which I want to talk about is about smart and distributed energy. Historically, we have been producing energy at one single place and trying to distribute to the entire country. Now this is changing with the advent of solar energy, wind farms. So what is happening now is that small tranches of energy is developed at multiple places and then supplied to a common grid and then distributed as per the business need of cities and states. So these are few trends, Sheetal, which are there, and this is how the technology is helping.
Fantastic. You know, thank you for setting us off on that journey, because that sort of whets our appetite for more in subsequent episodes that you will bring us, Tanuj, with your guest speakers on Innovation Matters. Waiting to hear what that is. But there is a question that I have for all of our panelists over here. And I'm going to start with you, Ranki. I'm sure you have in mind something that you'd like all of our viewers to take away from the experience, and I call it experience intentionally, that's going to be Innovation Matters, a podcast series. What do you want people to walk away with?
Yeah, in the next coming episodes, we are going to bring in Indian customers who have broke the conventional method of product development and they embrace the technology and the innovating the new products in a much, much more accelerated way. We are going to showcase them. We are going to hear from them what the challenges they faced, how Dassault System technology helped them to overcome the challenges and coming out with the new products for the global market. So we are going to see them and listen to them and praise them in the next few episodes.
Wonderful. We are looking forward to that. And their insights, I think, are going to be very valuable for our audience as well as they take those lessons back and apply them in the context that are relevant to them. So fantastic. We're looking forward to that. Tanuj, what about you?
So this essentially is a knowledge sharing platform where we are trying to get together the experts and leaders in their respective domain to talk about the most pressing and challenging problems of the current and future times. We leverage their experience, the work they have done in the past, to understand how we can shape the future. So for listeners, it will be, of course, a very valuable add to their knowledge base. Basis which then they can plan their approach in life.
Superb. And that leaves you, Vivek.
When we have industry experts coming and speaking on Innovation Matters, I'm sure they bring a lot of value for the listeners or for the viewers. Not only in terms of they go back and adopt this best practices or some of these leaders in industry who have transformed their own business with some of innovation ways that they looked at it and it had helped. So I'm very certain about it. For a listener, it would be very interesting to look at it, go back, correlate with their business and try to improve their business with this innovation.
Stay inspired, stay curious, and let's have conversations that matter.
That then was the very first episode of Innovation Matters. You've been treated to some insights on what to expect of this series, where we are going to dive deeper into the transformative impact of innovation in sectors that are manufacturing, life sciences, and infrastructure. We're also going to understand some of the technologies that are fueling the innovation in these sectors. A big thank you to our guests, the people who will be inviting guests of their own, Ranki, Tanuj and Vivek, for helping us set off on this journey. And certainly to Nitika for making sure we have a space for these conversations. Innovation Matters will be back very soon. Stay tuned.